Blog Talk Radio.
You've been
experience on Legacy Lever Worldwide Empower Radio like no other. And I am your host for this afternoon, Miss Sandra, and boy, do I have a treat for you in just one moment. My girl, Ms. J, from the West Coast. Y'all know they're about 3 hours behind, so, you know, they always trying to catch up to the East Side. That's a whole nother message. Okay. But anyway, she's going to be on in just a minute. You know, I'm just excited because it's been a while since she's been actually on the radio, but she's still doing great things for the kingdom out there. You know, God called her to actually go back home where she was born, the place that she said she would never go back to live. And she's on assignment out there. So she's going to be chiming in just a moment. And I know, you know, she's just going to cut loose, y'all, because it's been a while. So you have to, you know, be patient with her. She might seem a little, you know, off. No, I'm just stop. Let me stop because I know she's like, no, singing. Yes, I did. So you already know what kind of afternoon it's going to be, but it's going to be great. Right before I get into that, I love these two guys. They're twins, but they're not identical twins, but they look just alike. I promise you, when they told me they was fraternal twins and not identical twins, I was messed up all in the spirit. I couldn't even focus on the sermon. When they told me, like, we're not identical, we're fraternal, I shut up. How in the world y'all look just alike? I still can't tell which one is which. But, you know, that was Trayvon and Ron from the Twin Saints. They're called the Twin Saints out of right here in the ATL. That was Living the Life. Y'all like that? I love that. I want to play that and give me, you know, like what you call one of those things, a car or a motorcycle, and just ride down the highway with that song playing, you know, just riding on down with my hair blowing in the wind. And if I got a weave, I got to make sure it's weaved in real good so don't go flying off and flying to somebody else's windshield and they get into a whole accident, y'all. You know, put my shades on and keep it going. So, you know, that was them. And right before that, to start us all off, it was none other than Kirk Franklin with Today. And that's what we're talking about today. Live today, not yesterday, but today. And tomorrow has enough to worry about itself. So God wants you to live today and in this moment. And I just want to get these little shout-outs. First of all, I'm gonna leave the main shout-out because I know when I bring her on the air, she's going to want a shout-out, too, so I just can't do it by myself. And she's like, how you going to do that before we can be on the air? So she already knows who I'm talking about. So I'm going to save that one until she comes on the air. But I just have to recognize a few people that are always, always on my page, always encouraging me, always liking the things that I put out there, responding back to me. And I just have to say thank you worldwide to Miss Carol Lovejoy. Miss Sandra says thank you so much. Love you. Thank you for your support and spreading the word and encouraging me and always supporting me. And I want to give a shout out to Faye McCary. You know, she's always on my page encouraging me as well. And my sis, Miss Diva, Miss Yvette Ramirez, also, who, you know, she's a preacher in her own right, you know, but just, you know, traveling the world and just making impact in so many artists' lives and just being a great encouragement to me. She's like my sister, you know. We're still getting to know each other, but she's always on the road. So, you know, we're going to work things out, so hopefully we spend some more time together. And I got to definitely give a shout-out to the brothers that be hitting my page, Michael Jones all the time and Alonzo Smith. You know, these are people that I haven't really met facing, but I'm telling you, these are my brothers and sisters. I tell you, they always, consistently, always hitting my page. Greta, you be encouraged. Thank you, Ms. Greta, for always hitting up my page. I got my cousin in North Carolina in Charlotte. Shouts out to Monica, also known as, you know, Ms. Monica NC on Twitter. So you can follow her there on Monica NC. Always giving me words of encouragement or retweet and stuff. So I just want to take that moment, you know, to just say thank you for your consistency. Thank you. I know there's some people I may have missed, but I just definitely wanted to get them. So, without further ado, I am getting ready to let loose. Oh, Lord, I'm getting ready to let loose the West Coast. I don't know what she's going to say, how she's going to say it. I don't know what the Holy Spirit has laid on her mind. We was going to see if we going to name the show. We like, no. She's like, we just going to go ahead on and just talk about everything. So anybody that know Ms. J, oh, boy, I'm just getting ready to brace myself for a really explosive ride. So welcome, Ms. J. Primus from the West Coast to Legacy Lever Worldwide. What up, girl?
Now you know you're going to get a butt whooping. You are. You already know I'm sitting here waiting like she knows she in trouble. How you gonna put me on blast like that? You know what? I ain't even gonna go there. I just wanna say what's up. Hey to everybody. I wanna say thank you, Miss Sandra, for inviting me on today. It has been a long time since I've been on this side of radio. But it is an honor. And I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for Legacy Lever and everything that you have done and everyone who's connected. But you know, you trying some. First of all my West Coast people out there, you know I really was going to get on you about trying to say we trying to catch up to the East Coast. We just chill. We laid back to y'all too fast. Y'all just, just chill. Just enjoy the sun. Sit on the beach and just relax. That's all. That's all it is. It's cool. But I lived on the East Coast for about 12 years. So, you know, I love y'all too. It's all good. Don't try to put me on blast. And, yes, God has me on assignment back in California. And I do want to correct. I never said that I would never move back to live. It's just one particular place. I said, God, it's going to take you, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to get me to stay there. And so with all that, God is still working on me. Amen.
You say all three, so I guess he made his presence known. Okay. Well,
did he really?
Okay, but, you know, we have to, you know, before we really get into what we're going to talk about, you know, we have to do our main shout-out because, you know, I couldn't do the shout-out without having you on the phone. So you already know.
Oh, yes.
Who I'm talking about. You already know.
You already know to my bishop, okay? He was my bishop before he was your bishop, so I can say that.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he was your bishop before in the world? Why you had to go? See, that's me.
Because you went there on me. That was my bishop.
Ain't that about a bunch of burnt biscuits and chicken wings?
Yes,
how you going to say that was your bishop before that was my
bishop? Can you let me finish with the shout-out, please? Yes, I want to say to the world, hello, God bless you, I love you, to my bishop, Bishop Eddie Lee Long of New Birth Cathedral in Lithonia, Georgia. My bishop, he's been my bishop for 12 years. I've served faithfully under him. I've never wavered, never went anywhere else. Shout out to First Lady Elder Vanessa Long and the entire New Birth family, the First family, all the New Births across the globe. And a special shout out to Pastor Marcus Hughes, the pastor of New Birth Long Beach out here in California. Of course, Bishop Carl Smith, pastor over New Birth Cali, which is in Pittsburgh and Oakland. That's a little, you know, West Coast shout out. But I was like, she knew not to leave me out. I'm giving a shout-out to Bishop. Amen.
I mean, I was with you until you had to go there talking about he was your bishop before he was mine.
Yes.
Okay, Bishop, I've been with you for 5 years, and I'm telling you, it's a number of grace. Hey, shout-out. Yes,
well,
sir. Well,
the number of foundation and perfection. Come on now. You know, let's go ahead.
Daddy, that's just a sign to let you know how much we love you And I'm telling you, we will go, well, we ain't going to say we're going to go fight and get in prison and jail and all that stuff. But you know.
No, I would.
We love you and First Lady and all the new births. Hello and God bless you. So, girl, what you been doing? I mean, you're out there in Cali. What you doing,
girl? I just want to say, let me clarify. Speak for yourself. I go ham on anybody.
I'm going to need you not. I would too. I was trying because, you know, I'm a minister and all, and I don't want to be brought into office, you know, later on in the week.
I understand, we got to be nice, but I'm speaking for myself. Remember the girl from
Living Color that had the roller in her hair? But I wouldn't have the roller in my hair, but nigga, don't say nothing bad about
Miss Benita Jenkins. Miss Benita Jenkins.
Don't say nothing bad about my bishop, my family, First Lady. Don't say nothing bad about my new birth. No, anybody that basically I've associated with close, don't come with no mess in my face.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, but what you doing,
That's
girl?
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to hang in there and catch up with you. That's what I'm trying to do. You got everything going on. You have the Lupus Walk coming up. You traveling out here to Cali. I'm trying to, you know, just stay in the flow of the anointed ones. Amen. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, how can I get where you are.
You did go back to verify. You just trying to catch up with me on the West or on the East Coast. See, I told you that confirmation on yeses. Whether you like it or not, y'all West Coast folk try to catch up with the East Coast people. I was trying to.
No, not at all.
No? Okay. But, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned about the Lupus Walk that's coming up April 28th. April 28th, 2012 at 3 p.m. in Piedmont Park. Right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm going to be walking this year. I'm actually a team captain. If people didn't know, the color for lupus is purple, and, you know, our emblem is the butterfly. And so, you know, I'm trying to be out there with all the purple I can get, butterfly earrings, butterfly, you know, I'm trying to put some butterfly on my nails, whatever, you know, represents, you know, the fight and the walk for lupus. And it's our slogan is Walk for Hope. So the walk to bring people hope. And, you know, a lot of people are, you know, kind of fearful when they hear about lupus. And I was diagnosed with lupus in 2002 with discoid lupus, which is not the systemic lupus. Systemic lupus is actually found, you know, trace of it is found in the blood system, where it can affect your immune system as far as your kidneys, your liver, your lungs, your joints. Now, I've had some issues with my joints, you know, when I first got it, but what I've learned to do is manage it and stay on top of it. And so the discoid lupus that I have, it shows the lesions that are on my face that are the part of the skin that was exposed to sunlight. I'm very sensitive to sunlight. So if you wonder not why the walk is not in the morning or during the midday, it's because people with lupus skin is very sensitive to sunlight or ultraviolet rays. So we have to protect ourselves. So 3 p.m. as the sun is starting to go down is one of the best times for people with lupus to be outside. It's not that you can't go outside during the day, but make sure you protect yourself. Make sure you cover yourself with some type of sunblock. So I wear sunblock every day on my skin, whether I'm outside or inside, because, again, my skin is very sensitive to sunlight. So people want to know a little bit about the lupus. You know, there's different kinds of lupus, and I'll make this quick, you know, discoid lupus, which I was diagnosed with. You got the cutaneous lupus, and some people, if they don't get the spots, they get like these butterfly, sores, but they're like butterfly red rashes on their face. That's another sign. Again, I talked about the systemic lupus, which affects the kidney, skin, blood, the joints, and lungs. and it can affect nearly any part of your body. It actually is an autoimmune disease, and so what it does, those cells that are supposed to fight off certain things, well, that disease has it actually turning on the cells that are supposed to be good for you that are fighting off those diseases, and it starts breaking those things down. One thing, lupus is not, it is not a sexually transmitted disease. If anybody doesn't know anything about, you cannot get it from having sex or anything like that. That is one thing, that it's not a sexually transmitted disease, but they are still working on how this disease actually or specifically develops. It also can be traced to drug-induced. That one I didn't know. As I continued to do research, it also certain types of drugs, and just to name a few, some antibiotics such as amoxicillin and amoxicillin and cloxacillin or sulfa drugs have also been known to induce lupus. So, wow, I didn't know all that. So the way I stay on top of it is I continue to gain knowledge. I continue to move forward. The main thing is my faith in God, the word of God, that keeps me going. I believe this, what his word says, is I'm more than a conqueror. So every day I get up, I'm telling this disease, not today. I truly believe as I'm continuing to help people and to help bring hope and to help bring awareness, that in the midst of me doing what I'm supposed to do, I truly believe God is going to heal me totally from this. But until that time, I'm living a normal life. I'm having fun. I am enjoying it. I am doing what I can do, whatever he's called me to do, whatever he's purposed me to do. I'm just really enjoying it. And so that's that. And anybody want to be a part of this walk, please join my Team Legacy Lever at www.lupuswalkatlanta.com/legacylever. Again, that's www.lupuswalkatlanta.com/, and I said Legacy Lever, I'm sorry, Legacy Lever is just on my mind, but it's / Lysandra Hardy, LYSONDRAHARDY. That's all one word. Okay, so you can join my team. It's free to walk. I am tasked to raise $500, so all donations are welcome. If you say, look, when it's fine, all I got is a few pennies, hey, those few pennies go towards continuing to bring awareness, to continue to do research, and continue to help to save lives. So that is it in a nutshell. I have done enough talking, because now, again, we're going to go back to Ms. J. What is on Ms. J's mind today?
Well, before we go on what's on my mind, I just want to interject and say my piece about lupus awareness and the walk that's going on. Anybody out there that's listening, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the archive show, support as many people, as many causes as you can. And why not support your own? Someone that you know, someone that's been there for you, someone that's always eager to help others, which is Ms. Sandra and Legacy Lever. Donate as much money as you can. I understand that we all, you know, are going through something and all of that, but if you go into McDonald's at least twice a week, you got enough. You got at least $25, $50 to donate to Ms. Sandra and her team. Log on right now. Contact her. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. When you see her, put it in her hand. It's not going to hurt. Quit being tight. That's what's wrong with folk. That's what's on my mind. Let's go ahead and just bust it wide open. The reason why we have not been set free, we have not had enough time, enough people, enough money to get these cures and get these things handled and done is because Americans, we are too tight. We have become too selfish. We have become too self-absorbed, self-righteous. It is time to let it go. Those of us who claim to be Christians, followers of Christ, believers, anointed ones, citizens of the kingdom, blessed and highly favored, whatever spiritual title you want to slap on yourself, it's God be for us, then who, you know what I want to say, hey, nobody be against us, not a foundation that is raising money to help find a cure, a complete cure for this disease, all diseases. The Lupus Foundation is having their walk April 28th. Miss Sandra, the host of Legacy Lever Worldwide Empowerment Radio, is sponsoring a team. Get your butt up. Get out there. Get some walking shoes on. Walk with her. If you don't have the money, I understand there were times, there were seasons where we really don't have it, then donate your time. Donate your time and walk with her. If you have $5, you need to lose weight anyway, because I do too. Don't go to McDonald's. Call it a fast for 24 hours. Fast in the name of Jesus. Pray. Go on an absolute fast. And the money you're going to spend at Subway, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, all that mess, pack it up in an envelope and give it to Miss Sandra. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now that you've heard the word of the Lord, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now it's on you. So those of you who know, who can, I don't care where you are, you can contact her. If you're on the West Coast, you got PayPal, you can mail it. It'll get there, send a certified mail overnight, whatever you want to do. She can get it. All the excuses are done. So now that you've heard the word, you are held accountable. You are held responsible. So those of you who are going to be disobedient and not going to do anything, God's going to get you. Yeah, I said it. Amen. Now, moving on.
I warned y'all. I told y'all I was letting her loose. I didn't know what she was going to say and how she was going to say what she was going to do, but it's the truth anyhow.
It's the truth. It's time. Okay. Forget time out. Time is up. And that's where God has me right now. There's a lot of things going on, not just in the world, but in the kingdom. There is so much going on with, I don't even like saying church folks, but believers, people who know God, people who have relationship with God, people who have seen miracles, signs, and wonders in their own lives, yet and still they want to be stuck in the same old mindset, the same old ways, the same old thoughts, because they're afraid, because they're just plain old acting stupid. And I can only say that because I've been there. I'm going through. I'm not stuck. I'm going through. A lot of people are worried about their image, so they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter. You know, this is another thing. Why is it? That most broke folk are the ones that talk about money? I mean, I promise you, it makes me laugh to log on to Twitter, to log on to Facebook, and you have these folks, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and we making money, and God is blessing, and all the money is flowing in, and oh, he's blessing. And then you look at what they have, and they have nothing. Where is your focus? God is not about the money. If it was about the money, we would all have it. If he would say in his word, I'm going to give y'all all the money. It does not say that anywhere in God's word. If you find it, please hit me up on Facebook and Twitter and let me know. Just tell me, God said he's going to give me all the money. He's going to bless us according to his riches in glory, meaning that he has things that are set up for us. And when we mature and when he can trust us with it, he's going to give it to us. But until then, it is our job to represent him here in the earth. We should be the light that's set upon the hill, the salt of the earth, all of that great stuff. And we stuck tripping about what somebody think about us on Twitter, how we look on Facebook, who is friends with who liked my status, who didn't, who retweeted what I said, who didn't, who came to my show, who bought a ticket, who want to go to church, who want to be first lady, who don't want to be first lady, who want to sit there and start their own church because they don't want to submit and follow under another pastor, so they're going to go off and start their own, but they mad because they try to get the cousin to be the deacon. All this mess, and there's people out there in the world dying, waiting for your gift, waiting for your anointing, and you're stuck in your stupidity. Yes, I said it. It's stupid. I am sick and tired of church folk. I am sick and tired of God's children focused on the wrong thing, and we claim, oh, the devil is alive. The devil, he came to kill, steal, and destroy. And how he's doing that, he's not trying to kill you physically. He doesn't want to take your life. Now, he may manipulate your thoughts and your mind to think he can, but he's not going to do that. You're no good to him dead. So get that out of your mind. What he's going to do is distract you. He's going to send them hoochies. Yes, I said it. He's going to send them hoochies to distract you, the ones that's all up in your face that you can smell the stench of sin on them. He's going to send them in there so you can get distracted, sidetracked, all that stuff. So now you're sitting here leading everybody else to hell. Then he's going to send these other men. He's going to send all these other people to sit here, have you focused on what you're wearing, why you ain't wearing it the right way. If you wear it this way, this is what's going to happen. Now we understand there's order in the kingdom of God. There's a proper way to do things. But when that becomes your main focus, when your focus becomes yourself, when your focus, you're afraid to open your mouth because of what somebody else is going to think or what somebody else is going to say. When your focus is, well, I'm only going to do it this way despite what I know God told me because I don't want this person to leave and I don't want this person to think that and I'm not going to let this person have this title over me or this control over me. When that becomes your focus, that's when you have gotten out of the will of God. And that's what it's all about, his perfect will, not his permissive will. Thank God for his grace and his mercy, his son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, because if it was not for God, if it was not for Jesus Christ being obedient, we would not be here. We would be done burnt up a long time ago. I can only speak for myself. I know I would have been burnt up a long time ago with just some thoughts I done had, to get some actions I done. But with guidance of the Holy Spirit, with God's grace and God's mercy, we get an opportunity every time we wake up to get it right. And when it comes to a point to where we wake up every day in the same cycle, talking the same talk, talking the same way, doing the same thing, that's when God says, I know you not. We don't say, well, God, you know, I blessed people, I laid hands, I sang a great song, I did an awesome dance, I ran this lap in this race and I did that. And he's like, but you didn't do what I told you to do. I told you not to eat for 3 days and take that money and give it to Lysandra. And did you do it? No, you came up with excuses. I told you to disconnect your account on Facebook, disconnect your account on Twitter, and not to talk to those people anymore, but you did it, and then you still text them. That's what God's focus is. I told you to be a living witness, a living example of my glory in the earth. All you did was praise other idols, other gods. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. That's what it's all about. Our focus, our goal should always be somebody else. And until we get that in our spirit, in our mind, flowing through our blood, we will forever struggle. I am sick and tired of folks believing that God's people are supposed to be broke, disgusted, and toe-up looking, and we're not. The reason why we are, the reason why we're struggling the way that we are is because we are out of his will. It is God's will that we prosper. It is God's will that we obtain the wealth of not just our nation, but the world. The wealth of the wicked is going to be, it is, stored up for us. But until we get in position and get our mind right, it's not just the position you're in, it's your mindset. Until we get in position and get our minds right, it is not going to be released to us. When we get out of this religious stronghold, now I believe in order. I know for a fact that religion was placed, ordained by God for discipline purposes, not to be praised. The religion is not the God. Whether you Baptist, Kojic, which is Church of God in Christ, Church of Christ, Church of God, Holiness, Seventh-day Adventist, Sixth-day Adventist, Eighth-day on the seventh hill in the mountains on the top with the sprinkles of the Holy Spirit, whatever denomination, whatever religion you want to call yourself, there is only one true and living God. And there's only one way to get to him, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. The way you can get that gap that sin has created is to believe in your heart that he died on the cross for your sins, that he was buried on the third day, he rose again, confess it with your mouth, you will be saved, and then the journey begins. I'm not going to continue to preach anymore. I just had to get that out.
Well, you went on and offered salvation, so I'm like, okay, she went right on into offering salvation. She done told y'all how to get saved. She done told y'all how to do it. There's only one way, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. And if you want that relationship with God, again, it is not about religion, but it is about relationship. And she sure stressed
Amen.
The correct fact that religion was ordained or designed for discipline purposes. It was not designed to hold people in bondage. It was not designed to tear us apart. The one of the number one separations besides the racial issue is denomination. I can't go to your church because your church says just God only, and I can't go to your church because you say God, Holy Spirit, and we don't believe in that. And I can't. That was never God's intention to separate any of us. He said, if you notice when Jesus taught, if you study your word, if you know anything about the word, when Jesus taught, Jesus always related everything back to his Father. He never did anything other than what his Father did. He said, if you see me, you see my dad. If you see me doing these miracles, it's because my dad empowers me to do it. It's because I'm the word. And because he has to back up his word, he's got to empower me to bring these miracles to pass. Don't get it twisted. You just see me, but trust me, my dad is all in me. I am my Father. And what empowers me is the Holy Spirit. So all of them are intrinsically of one. They're one. So if they're one, then why are we all separated? Okay, I'm going to let that one in. Why are we separated? God never intended for any of this to separate us. So she's already offered Christ, and if you don't know him, you can have him right now in this moment. You don't have to wait till you get to church on Sunday. You can do it right now. Just make a confession with your mouth. Believe it in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he did die for your sins, and that on the third day God raised him up. There we go again. God raised him up. God raised him up, and now he is seated with all power. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us on a daily basis. So he is not only for you, but he's praying with you and for you. Why would you not want to serve a God where you're always victorious? Accept him into your life today in Jesus' name. And once you get saved, that's not enough. You must pray and pray to be led, that God will lead you to the right place to get disciplined. You need to be disciplined. You need to be under a shepherd. You need to have some type of direction. You need to know how to be able to be a witness and go out there and disciple others, but do it in the right way. So you need to get connected. Pray about where to be led to a church or where to be led to a fellowship. And go from there. A to the mend. I'm Miss J.
Amen.
Miss J. Wow. I told y'all she hadn't been on the radio for a while. See, she just, she was like that balloon, that hot balloon that, you know, you just let the air seep out real slow. Whew.
Stop.
Jesus. What else do you have to tell or to talk about, Ms. J? I do a lot of talking, so I'm going to let you continue to have the floor. We've got about 15 minutes to rock and roll. So what else? I mean, okay, this thing about California coming up now. You know I'm footing to come out there.
Oh, yeah. We're about to do it. About to do it big. Well, I guess, you know, it's an honor that this will be its official debut or launching right here on Legacy Weaver. I don't want to say a new vision God has given me, but a new perspective on the vision God has given me. I'm relaunching my company. It's been renamed. Most people who know me as the owner of Warriors Productions. Warriors being an acronym for willing and ready righteous individuals outpouring a right spirit. And Warriors Productions was officially founded in 2007. And we had an awesome time working with artists worldwide, doing amazing things for the kingdom, impacting communities, cities, even states across the U.S. and even in the U.K. Out of Warriors Productions, Firestarters Kingdom Radio was birthed. LaSandra was co-founder of that. Just awesome. And so now I'm relaunching the company out in the West Coast at Salty Entertainment Corporation. A lot of people are like, Salty? I don't know. I don't get that. But it stems from the scripture Matthew 5 and 13. We are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness or its flavor, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything but to be just thrown out and trampled on by men. It also reads that we are a light on a hill to be set high for all to see. So whichever, that's just a paraphrasing all the different versions of the Bible. But, again, the scripture is, the name of the company comes from the scripture, Matthew 5 and 13. We are the salt of the earth. And that's definitely the season that God has me walking in, is to add flavor to
all right, now, I can taste the seasonings already. A to the bench.
Right. Sandra is a trip. But adding flavor to others when it comes to entertainment, media, stage, and video or film production as well. So the first major, I don't even want to call it a project, but a major move of God through Salty ENT or Salty Entertainment Corporation is building a Salty Nation. So I'm calling everybody, no matter where you are in the world, to join forces with me. You can log on just to get some brief information on the website, saltyent.com. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Our first major event that we're having is the Exodus Crusade 2012, which will feature a variety of events, fundraising events, and a tour this summer, crossover into this fall, featuring none other than Ms. Sandra, host of Legacy Leaver, owner of numerous companies, Entrepreneur Diva, as she calls herself. Also,
so speak the amen, amen, hallelujah. I'm sorry, I felt that. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go
so
ahead.
There will be other artists across the globe that will be joining in with us, and we're going on tour. The tour will start in California, and it will start on the West Coast and make its way over to the East Coast. Right now we have leaders that will lead Salty Nation headquarters in different states. Of course, we have Atlanta, Georgia on lock. We have Las Vegas, Nevada. We have Texas, the Dallas area, and Austin area. We have New York. We have Detroit, Florida, Southern California, Northern California, also Seattle, Washington, which is crazy. But God is really blessing and doing some great, great, awesome, crazy things. And I'm just grateful for everyone that he has called to walk with me and walk with us together through this journey, because I know this vision cannot be carried out just by me and Ms. Sandra alone. Shout out to everybody who's connected. Today we actually have our first official team meeting, so I'm excited about that. Everybody that's coming on board, God has definitely given me the vision. I've written it, made it plain. Everyone who I've called to say, hey, this is the vision that God has given me, they said yes. Of course, there will be opposition. I've learned through life that behind opposition, attached to opposition, there's always opportunity. So I'm excited about the opposition. I'm excited even about the Judas who will show his head to try to come and stop something, but only is going to propel it even further. I'm excited about going international and touring. The first major fundraising event that we will have is Positions for Purpose Women's Conference that will be held in May in Sacramento, California. Our keynote speaker will be Miss LaSandra Hardy, Minister Dr. with all the alphabet letters behind her name.
Hallelujah, 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 amen.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have a baddest hat contest and the hottest shoes contest. Definitely a fundraiser to help fund the crusade to allow us to tour to different areas that we won't be able to get to, you know, without your financial support. We also have vendors there. We will have dancers there. That'll be great. Right after that, hitting up in June, in honor of our men, we're going to have our nation's leaders men's conference in Sacramento. Tentatively, we're going to have none other than the Empowertainer himself, Broderick E. Rice, as our keynote speaker, an awesome, awesome man of God, known for his comedy, but is powerful when it comes to ministry and speaking. So you would get to see him, I guess you could say, in a rare form, amazing musical features by, you know, local artists. Dancers as well, and it's just an amazing thing. We have a lot of different churches that we will be appearing at throughout the West Coast, a lot of different venues. But the Exodus Crusade, I just want to talk a little bit about that while we have a little bit of time, is for all aspects of the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, the story of Moses and the children of Israel. The Exodus Crusade is a vision that God has given me, not just for his people, saying that all people, but his people, the ones who are called, the ones who know that they have a divine purpose, but they have been stuck in slavery. And God clearly showed me through the Holy Spirit that there are two types of people that need to have this experience that we are going after as a salty nation. Number one, it's the leaders, the ones who are labeled as Moses in their different areas and their giftings, the ones who have been adopted. The story of Moses is that there was a decree sent out on the land to kill the firstborn. I encourage you to read the book of Exodus because I'm only going to paraphrase. Moses was put in a basket and float down the Nile River. If you study history, the Nile River was not a beautiful river as far as being a nice little stream that trickled down with waterfall. There was alligators. There was water moccasins, which were these huge anaconda-like snakes. It was horrible. It was rocky. It was just crazy. And as a baby, his mother, me being a mother, I can't even imagine putting my baby in this basket and floating him down the river where I know he would be eaten up and killed, but God saved him, and he was adopted by the Egyptians, an Egyptian woman, and raised as an Egyptian. Now, despite the fact that everyone knew he was adopted, I want y'all to catch this in the spirit. Everyone knew Moses was adopted. Everybody knew, wasn't nobody pregnant at the time, wasn't nobody giving no birth in the temple. Everybody knew he looked different. Even the Israelites, his real family, knew that he looked just like Mary and them. You look just like my cousin. You look like my neighbor. We know you're not Egyptian. He was still raised as an Egyptian. He still ruled as an Egyptian. He had slaves. He had servants that were probably related to him. So you can only imagine how they felt like, dude, really? You think you really got it going on, and you come from where we come. Some of y'all got that same testimony, that you've been placed in a position of leadership, and you have a lot of people coming after you saying, well, you was with us when we was in the hood. Who you think you are? You think this is it, this is this. And even though you know, you're just blinded by where you are and the blessings that God has given you, but God is saying he's calling you out of that because now it's time for you to walk into your purpose. A lot of us as leaders have been stuck in the thought or in the vision that God has given us on where we are, that this is the end all and the be all, that, you know, Moses thought that, you know, this is me. This is my dad. This is who I am. I'm royalty, and this is where I'm going to be. But God used Moses, even labeled him as a murderer. Someone lost his life for Moses to be free and go from being in the temple. I mean, you guys definitely have studied to show yourself approved. If you even research the temple where Pharaoh was and Ramesses and Moses and where he grew up, how big it was and how massive it was and everything that they had and gold and all these slaves and servants and all this for Moses to go out into the wilderness and become a shepherd was craziness. And a lot of us are going through that as leaders, that God is stripping us from a lot of things. And I even share it with a few people that it feels like we're going through a Job-Abraham situation, Job and Abraham, read your word, amen. But we've been stuck. We've been stuck in thinking that where we are right now is where God has us to be. And God is saying, no, where I have you now and where you've ended up was only the preparation to get you into your true purpose, which is to lead my people out of slavery, which takes us over to the other side, or the second half, excuse me, of the crusade, is for the people who have been in slavery for so long, they've gotten used to it. A person once told me that it's sad that we've been in darkness for so long, let me quote it the right way. He said that you don't know how long you've been in darkness until the light's been turned on. And we were talking about how sad it is that we've been in slavery for so long, that we've been in this situation for so long, that we've struggled for so long, that we've actually gotten used to it, and that we believe this is definitely what God has ordained for us. And when you continue to read the word, and when you continue to read the story in the book of Exodus and the story about the Israelites and their exodus out of slavery, you have to understand that these were people just like us, just in a different time. So there were thousands upon thousands of people leaving. They even had slaves themselves, and they're packing up everything, and they really don't know where they're going. They just know that it's a promised land. They've heard. They believe that this man, Moses, has finally woken up and walked into what he was supposed to do, and now he's going to free us. We don't know exactly what's going on. They were complaining. They were walking too long. They got tired. Moses went up to the mountain. They started praising the cow that they made out of gold. They were just going nuts and going crazy. They were wandering for 40 years when the trip was only supposed to take them 3 days. And a lot of us are stuck in that situation. We're going around and around the same mountain, and we're crying out to God, and we're saying, well, God, why is it this way? There's people dying around us every day. We're losing loved ones. We're, you know, giving up on our dreams. We're giving up on visions that God has given us because this is all that we can see, and it's time for us to rise up and rise out and break free from the chains, break free from bondage that comes from religion, that comes from tradition. The only thing that can stop the hand of God is frivolous, traditional ways, things that have nothing to do with what he has ordained. And right now God has called a special group, called a salty nation up to lead his people out, to be the way, to be the light on the hill, to be the salt of the earth. So out of that, I am honored. I am blessed. Is it intimidating? Yes, it is. To be part leader in this crusade, in this, I don't even want to call it a movement, this revolution that God is really bringing us up and bringing us out, and I just can't wait to see what God does through it. We have tons of people who are sponsoring us, so if there's anyone out there that wants to get connected, you can definitely log on to saltyent.com, or you can email saltyentertainment, entertainment all spelled out, @gmail.com, or you can hit me up directly. We definitely will appreciate any of your services you have to offer. If you own a venue and you want us to come there, we can definitely show up there. You have any funds, we definitely want to accept all funds. Make your checks out to Salty Entertainment Corporation, LLC. You can definitely memo the Exodus Crusade, or specifically the Position for Purpose Women's Conference, or the Nation's Leaders Men's Conference. If you want to do cash, check, money order, PayPal, you can do that securely online with your Visa, MasterCard, or America Express. Amen. Any way that you want to donate, we are definitely accepted. We definitely want to make sure that we are representing Christ. We're representing our Father God in the right way. We know he is Abba Father. He is going to take care of it. We know that it is already done. So this is definitely a stressless situation. And I just want to invite everyone who is purposed and who is in position to join us to make sure that you stay salty. Matthew 5:13. Amen. That's all I have to say.
Amen. And that is all we have time for today. We definitely have to have you back. Thank you. God bless you. And until we meet again, God's peace, love, and favor be upon your house. Amen.
Amen. Let's